Welcome back to Karen About Your Health on HealthBeatRadio.com. I'm Karen Hummel, your host, and today I'm here with Alan Smith. Alan wrote a book called Unbreak Your Health, Your Map to the World of Complementary and Alternative Therapies. Thanks so much for being here.
Karen, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
What caused you to get into alternative therapies?
Well, like many people, I didn't do it willingly or voluntarily. I ended up at the Mayo Clinic several years ago with my own health problems, and it was only after they told me that they had good news and bad news, that the good news was my problem wasn't going to kill me, but the bad news was I wasn't going to like it, and there wasn't anything they could do for me. And it's amazing when you're in pain and suffering and you run out of medical options, how open-minded you become. So I started down the path of complementary alternative therapies and fortunately found some things that worked great for me and brought my health back past the point the doctors even thought was possible. So
wow.
I discovered all these good things out there. I said, people need to hear about them. There's just so many things available that you just never hear about.
Do you mind sharing what kind of illness you had?
Is it personal? Just very common situation. It was a digestive problem that they label as irritable bowel syndrome, which simply means we don't have a clue what's going on. We know it isn't working, but we don't know what to do about it either, so you're on your own.
That's frustrating. I just interviewed someone else that had colitis, and they kept telling her she had irritable bowel syndrome, so that happens a lot.
It's kind of like fibromyalgia. It's a nice general label they slap on things that, you know, makes you feel good that you have a label for it, but it doesn't help you find out what's the solution to it.
It's true, and you're so right. I think that when there's no other option, you're like, well, why not try anything to get out of this pain?
Absolutely, and that's when most people find their way into complementary alternative medicine is they run out of options with mainstream medicine, and they're not going to, you know, just learn to live with it or put up with it. They're going to find an answer, so they keep pushing until they find something.
Now, you say you often use Rolfing. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, ma'am.
Rolfing. I've heard of Rolfing, but can you explain what that is?
Rolfing is named for Ida Rolf, a gal who came up with this therapy back in the 40s, but it really became popular in the 60s. And the human body has a layer, kind of an envelope, that is between your skin and the muscles and bones underneath. It's called fascia. And as our bodies age, we gain weight, lose weight, have accidents, other problems, our body shifts and changes, so it's not moving the way it really is supposed to, it's designed to. And Rolfing, they literally move the fascia around to re-sculpt how your body moves, and it enables you to get back to moving the way you're supposed to. And the original reputation was that it was a very painful therapy.
Uh-huh.
In fact, there was an article in, I think, Wall Street Journal a while back calling it excruciating benefits. And it can be, but they've gotten a lot better. A lot of the therapies now are much more careful to work with their patients' pain thresholds.
Uh-huh.
But to give an example, 20-some years ago, I was having leg problems. I could barely walk for more than just a few minutes without having to sit down and let the muscles kind of catch up a little bit. And even walking just a couple hundred yards across the local shopping mall was really an exertion for me. And ran across Rolfing and did what they call the basic 10 series, which is a series of 10 appointments where they literally retune you from your feet to the top of your head. And it was just a couple of years ago that I had a good friend of mine come into town for the Cotton Bowl here in Dallas. And so we went down to the game and parked out in the cheap parking lot, which was more than a mile away from the stadium, walked in, ended up standing for the entire game because the guys in front of us were standing the entire game, and then walked all the way back out to the car and drove home. And when we walked in the door, my wife's got a bottle of Advil and everything ready, and I said, you know, I really don't need it. And she's like, you got to be kidding me. You can go from what was just a few years ago, you couldn't hardly walk a few hundred yards, and now you're walking for miles and standing for hours without any problems? I said, yeah. I said, that's the term unbreak your health, that you can come back to a point of health that you can't even believe is possible.
Yeah, I love the name of your book. How'd you come up with that?
Had a couple of things happen all the same day, right when I was trying to figure out what to call my book, because it had pretty well already been written. We were getting down to the final stages of it at that point for editing and things. And a friend of mine, we were talking on the phone, and he said something about, well, you can't unbreak the mirror. And that phrase really caught my attention. I said, what do you mean? Because it's a Midwestern phrase. I hadn't heard that often. And he says, well, you know, it's kind of like spilt milk or water over the dam, things like that, or water under the bridge. Once things are done, they're done. You can't go back and change it. And I said, well, when it comes to your health, you know, doctors try and re-glue your broken health back together with drugs and surgery, and sometimes that doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And there are other therapies that you can actually unbreak your health. You can put it back in a state before it was broken.
That's so great.
I just thought it was a cute word that would kind of make things stand out a little bit.
No, I really think it doesn't. It really speaks to what the book's about. Now, what medical doctor was hailed for his medical breakthrough by Barbara Walters on 2020?
One of my favorite stories, Garen. Dr. Bjorn Nordenstrom, who was a Swedish radiologist, and back in 1983, he wrote a book called Biologically Closed Electrical Circuits. And it was hailed by the medical peer journals of the day as the most fundamental paradigm shift in medicine in more than 350 years. And his research that he actually started in the late 1950s was about how, in fact, the body does circulate energy. We move positive ions to every cell in our body and take negative ions away from every cell. And Dr. Tim Johnson interviewed him about this book coming out, and they actually developed a cancer therapy based on that discovery called ECHT, electrochemical therapy, for cancer, which was having great results in Germany at that point in time. That's why Barbara Walters was hailing that this fundamental discovery of circulating energy in our body was going to open up a whole new era in treatments. And in fact, it has. There's a whole new field called electrotherapy based on this premise that wound healing and many types of diseases and illnesses, that our body responds based on energy first as opposed to chemical. So it's it opened up a whole new world. Unfortunately, we didn't give him any support in America, so he ended up spending the last couple of decades of his life over in China working with them because, oh, by the way, they've had this thing called traditional Chinese medicine for about 2,000 years based on yin and yang, the living energy called qi that flows in our body. So they said, well, whether you call it yin and yang from 2,000 years ago or positive and negative ions, it's the same basic system.
That's really interesting. It's too bad. It seems like we're missing out on a lot. As I've interviewed more and more people, it seems like we're missing out on a lot of alternative-type therapies here in the U.S.
Oh, there are. There's the ECHT therapy of Nordenstrom is available in Germany and China and a lot of other countries, but not in the United States. So, you know, it makes you wonder, can all these other people be that wrong and we that right? When, in fact, we spend more on healthcare than any other nation on Earth, and yet we rank down in the high 30s on longevity and many other things.
Wow. Oh, that's sad.
In fact, there was just a study that came out in the last week from Columbia University. It was one of those mega studies where they look at all the other studies and put them together. And they figured out that it's not our lifestyle in America, it's not our obesity, our smoking, or anything else, that in actuality, compared to other industrialized countries, we're doing pretty well on that. It is, in fact, our healthcare system that's upside down, and that's what's causing our longevity rates, our general state of health, to be so poor compared to all the other industrialized countries in the world.
Yeah, so, I mean, that speaks a lot. Aren't we spending the most on healthcare of anyone?
Yes, ma'am. Almost 17% of our gross domestic product right now is being spent on healthcare, and it's most of the other industrialized countries are spending between 8 and 12%. So that's how much different it is.
And how do what we have in the, did that study include like what we're getting for that? I mean, are we getting what we're paying for?
No, not by any stretch of the imagination. We rank so poorly in many categories. It's really scary. I'll give you one off the top of my head. What they call motherhood maternity, the number of women who die in giving birth. We rank, I think the number is 37 or 38 in the world, and we lose 10 women for every 100,000 pregnancies in America, and yet in Ireland, which ranks number one, they lose only one woman for every 100,000 pregnancies.
Wow.
We're 10 times worse than another industrialized country.
That is so scary. I mean, you wonder why. I mean, the research is out there, obviously, for physicians. What are we doing so differently?
It's our whole healthcare system, Karen. We're upside down. We have very little focus on prevention in the first place.
That's true.
We focus on what they call fee-for-service and on specialty medicine. And the analogy I tend to use is, it's kind of like if you drove your car until the engine fell out And then you went into the garage, and guess what? They're going to charge you an arm and a leg to fix that engine.
Yes.
If you don't do the preventative stuff and catch it when it's small and do the little repairs, you end up with big bills, and that's exactly where America's at. We're paying a lot of big bills right now.
That's too much. You know, I talk a lot about prevention on the show. What are some of the things you tell people to do on the prevention side?
Oh, Karen, there's so many. Most, I'd say probably 90% of the therapies in my book, and as you know, there are hundreds of them, really are focused on prevention as a whole. My favorite therapy that I recommend, and I think everybody should use every day, is humor therapy.
I like that.
Well, you know, that's kind of silly. I said, now, wait a minute. The humor therapy was mentioned in the Bible. This is a 2,000-year-old therapy. So it is extremely legitimate. It's extremely important for all mankind to laugh and enjoy life. And most of us get caught up in the stress and the hustle and bustle of the everyday life, and we kind of forget all that stuff.
It's true. I mean, even myself, I notice, wow, when's the last time I laughed? When I really bust up laughing, it's like, oh, this is getting less and less, and it's sad. But you do get caught up, even if you're in the wellness industry, and you know how important it is.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, Norman Cousins wrote his book, Anatomy of an Illness, back in 1964, and he proved, he developed his own laughter therapy or humor therapy when modern medicine wasn't giving him any relief at all, and he wasn't even being able to sleep, and he discovered by accident, if he could laugh for 15 or 20 minutes, he could sleep for up to 2 hours without any pain. And that was the start of him building his own. He said, you know, there's something magic going on here. I've got to build on this foundation. And he did, and he ended up having years of a higher quality of life than he ever dreamed. But too many of us, we don't pay attention to these little details.
Yeah, it's true. It's easy, and especially with a lot of the things that have went on in the U.S. with the economy and those types of things, I think a lot of people are feeling defeated. You know, do you have any suggestions for people going through a hard time right now, how to take care of themselves?
Like I said, humor therapy is my first.
The favorite.
Foremost. A, it's cheap. If it's not free, it's really, really cheap to go down to Netflix and rent a comedy.
That's true.
There are actually clubs popping up all over the world that are laughter clubs, because people have figured out, you know, compared to starting your day with a couple of cups of coffee and driving through rush hour traffic and ending up at the office all stressed out to the max, it's better to get to the office a little earlier without all the extra coffee, do 30 minutes of what they call laughter yoga or laughter therapy, and end up oxygenating all the blood in your system, getting this wonderful positive feeling in your body, and then start the day, you know, feeling energized and positive and hopeful. And it's a whole different way of looking at the world.
It is. That's great advice. I know I listen to a radio show on the way to work, and I laugh every morning, and I think it really helps start my day.
Absolutely. It's the best thing you can do for your health.
So I think that's great advice. Hopefully people are listening, and they're going to take some time to laugh. And even spending time with friends and family, too, is really helpful, because I find I laugh more when I spend time with other people, you know?
Absolutely. And in fact, you're touching on several of the cornerstones of what is known as the Ornish program. And if you haven't heard of Dean Ornish's program, it's been medically proven to reverse heart disease. He can literally open clogged arteries without drugs or surgery. And it's been so well medically documented that in 2008, Medicare approved it as the first lifestyle therapy in Medicare history. And connecting with friends and family, laughter, you know, these are some of the key points, key parts of his program.
That's great. Now, how do I want to make sure we let people know how to find you? I didn't mention your website. Is that where we could get your book as well?
No, Karen, I have to admit I'm just a little lazy on that point. I've got a link back to Amazon off of my website, so they can get it that way. But I'm one of the few authors that hasn't gotten into selling his own book on his own website yet.
Okay, that's okay.
But the good news is there's a growing library of podcasts of a lot of these different therapies. In fact, there's one on laughter therapy. I interviewed the president of the American Association of Therapeutic Laughter, I think it was. But the website is www.unbreakyourhealth.com.
Great. Well, check it out, folks. And then also wanted to ask you, I know this is your second edition of your book. Did you make changes from the first?
Oh, yes. Major changes. First of all, I added a bunch of therapies that I had discovered after the first edition came out, B, that I missed the first time around and had a few folks point out very clearly that I missed. But also changed the format a little bit. The first edition was really all about the what, the therapies themselves. And I had a lot of people comment saying I really needed to do more on the how and the why about these therapies. How do you use them? What's the best way to find what's good for you and all of that? So we changed the format substantially and went with a much better, more user-friendly format where we use a map to try and explain a lot of the concepts and how to find and how to use these therapies the best way possible.
Can you explain? I was on the website actually looking at the map. Can you kind of explain more about the maps to the listeners?
Sure. Be happy to. The first thing, there was a couple of major points that I wanted to make with the map. First of all is when you look at the map and see all of these hundreds of therapies spread out, you begin to realize just how big the world of hope really is out there. So even if your doctor says, there's nothing more he can do for you, that doesn't mean that you don't have any more hope, because there's a lot of things out there in the world left to try. But also it helps people understand that we all have our own unique path in life. My path is different than yours. Yours is different than anybody else's in your family. And the map helps us understand that where we are starting from, where we want to go, and how we're going to get there is really unique to us.
Mm-hmm.
Our past, our health conditions, everything else. So, I may be sinking in the quicksand of pain. You may be lost in a forest of symptoms. We have different issues that we need to address, even though they may still have the same label or diagnosis for mainstream medicine.
That's so true. Now, do you still go to mainstream doctors?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It's called complementary for a reason. If my arm's broken, I'm sure going to get down to the emergency room and get a cast put on it right away. But there's a lot of other things that can be done. And the more you discover what's out there, that was one of the other things of doing the map, was to show with one big picture how many different things there are to try and things that you may not have ever thought of or heard about, and yet it may be exactly the one that you need for your particular problem.
Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. I lived with chronic pain, and I still do off and on get pain, but nothing like before. And I actually seeked out an alternative therapy as well, upper cervical spine chiropractic, and I was such a disbeliever in chiropractic until it worked for me. It's amazing the things out there, so it's nice that you're giving people hope that there's so many things you can still try to get better.
Like I said, it's amazing when you're suffering what you'll try, but I was reading about your car accident and your history, and it reminded me of a gal that I interviewed here in Dallas when I was researching the SCANAR listing, which is a Russian technology, and it was a nurse that had been involved in a car accident also, and it had a couple of fractured vertebrae in her neck, and it was, when I interviewed her, it had been 3 or 4 years since the accident, and she was popping pain pills like M&Ms, not doing well. She'd had a couple of minor surgeries, and it wasn't looking good until she ran across this SCANAR technology out of Russia, which Dr. Jerry Tennant here in Texas has now updated, modified, and innovated on. It's now called Biomodulator, and it's based on the energy system in the human body, on the chi or the yin and yang, whatever you want to call it. But they use a device that measures how your meridians are working. And then when there's an error, when there's a problem, usually from illness or injury, it puts in the right amount of the right type of energy to stimulate your body's own natural healing response.
Wow, that's so interesting. Hey, do you have a couple more minutes to stay on? I have to go to a break.
Absolutely.
Great, thank you. You're listening to Karen About Your Health on HealthBeatRadio.com. We'll be right back after the break.